and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney's Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
I wanted to start off this morning by just honouring a group of people in the house this morning. We'll come to that just in a moment. But I was listening to 2GP radio this week, and as you do, and there was a poll that was conducted. And so basically the idea of the poll was to talk about the family member that would receive the least, not the most, the least amount of Christmas gifts this year. Well, fairly obvious, but of course kids seem to get the most. But there is a bit of sibling rivalry, so we'll go through the age groups. And let's go from there. The oldest got 5.5 gifts. The youngest, 5.21. Now, if you're in the middle, I'm sorry, you've missed out. You are 4.44. Parents, well, they get around 3 presents each. Well, that's pretty good. Grandmas, 1.94. Cats and dogs, 1.91. And the least is grandpa's, 1.84. So if you're a granddad this morning, I want you to stand up because we're going to give you a great clap this morning. All the granddads in the house, here they are. We love and appreciate you. Come on, we're reversing the tide at Horizon Church. Here you go. Amen. This morning I want to preach a message out of the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 called You Shall Call His Name Jesus. I don't know about you, but if you remember back when your first child was born, or second, third for some of you, some more, and you had to go through the process of naming your child. I'm sure like Alison and I, you came up with a list, and slowly but surely you started to refine that list. And eventually you kind of land on a name that you think is going to be the best name for your son or your daughter. And of course the name that you're looking at is something that of course is going to express the aspirations of the parents, or it could be given in memory or in honor of a certain family member. Well, for us, we kind of decided that with of course Tori, we wanted to go for something that was uncommon but still great. Both Alison and I used to watch Beverly Hills 90210 when we were dating. And Tori's spelling used to be on there. And we thought, come on, someone, help me this morning now. Preach back, somebody. And we thought, that's a cool name. But more importantly, I come now. See, now I'm going to get spiritual now. That was the fleshly part of me. Now the spirit side. And that is the name Tori, of course, is short for victorious. And so we wanted to declare that over a life that Tori is victorious. Well, Wade, and these are kind of non-biblical names, yet spiritual, I must say. And Wade, of course, the name Wade means to wade through the water. It means to go against the tide. It means to wade from one side of a body of water to another. And so we wanted to raise a son that would go against the tide, against the stream, stand up for his convictions and what was right. But I will tell you the other part, and that is he was born in the year that Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat won finals MVP. And I prayed and the Lord said, you shall name him Wade. There you go. But during that time, we were researching names for our children. And it's amazing to see there are some great names. And I do have to say, people come up with some very unusual names. In the year that Tori was born, you know, you kind of go on the websites and you have a look. There were people in the US that were actually naming their children ESPN after the sport channel ESPN. So when I looked at it, I'm like, Espen? No, that's actually ESPN, the sport channel. I have looked this morning and I looked at the top baby names for 2018. We'll start firstly with the girl. Can I have a guess? Anyone want to say what they think perhaps the most popular name was for a girl in 2018. Can I hear it? Yeah, you're all naming your own names. It's actually Sophia is number one. And for a guy, this is going to make someone very happy this morning. For a boy, it is Jackson. How good is that? He is setting the trend there, Jackson. Well done. Well, this morning, I want to talk about the name of Jesus and why Jesus was given that name by the angel. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you can turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, and we're going to read the story of how Jesus actually received his name. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. If you don't have your Bibles, the verses are available on the screen for you this morning. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed, that is, engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, being her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 21, here we go. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name. Oh, come on, I know it's Christmas Day, but you're going to help me now. And you shall call his name Jesus, and here's his purpose, for he will save his people from their sins. So this was all done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Now, in Jewish culture, it was customary that the community, the family, was actually involved in the naming of a child. We'll see that just in a moment. The name Jesus is not reflected in any of Mary's family or Joseph's family, and so for this name to be given was out of the ordinary. In Jewish culture, we'll see in Luke chapter 1, verse 59, as an example, when John the Baptist was born, that the community and part of the family would come together and they would be apart on the eighth day when the child was circumcised. On the eighth day, the son was circumcised, they would be a part of naming the child. Now have a look at this. It says, so it was on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father. So the normal culture was that you would follow either the name of the father, the grandfather, so it was a culture of honor, Zacharias. Look at what it says. His mother answered and said, no, he shall be called John. But they, community, said to her, there is no one among your relatives who is called by this particular or this name. So the name did not come from Mary. The name did not come from Joseph or their family line. The name was given by an angel. You shall call him Jesus. So from heaven to earth, a name was given to the Savior of the universe. Now, the whole Bible revolves around this name. In the Old Testament, Jesus is predicted. In the Gospels, he's presented. In the letters of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's proclaimed. And in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, the name of Jesus is to be praised. I want to ask a question this morning. Why is it, because there are many great names, like Jackson, that God could have given, but he chose to give the Savior of the universe the name Jesus. We're going to have a look at that this morning. We're going to talk about three simple things this morning, three things around this name, because we can preach about many things around this Christmas season, but It's important that on Christmas Day that we speak about the name that's above every other name, and that is, of course, the name of Jesus. Number one, the name of Jesus is, in fact, a simple name. It was a commonly used name in the days of the Bible. We still discover that in Latin America, it's a common name. Many little boys around the time of Jesus were also named Jesus. It's a common name. We have to ask ourselves the question, why is it that God would give his son a simple, common, well-known name? Very simply, it's this, and that is, the name stresses his humanity. He came to the earth not to stand at a distance from us. He came to the earth to be able to relate to us. He understands our frailties. He understands our shortcomings. Yet he still chooses to love us. That simple common name is a name that was given to him so that we as human beings can understand that when the Savior of the world came to the earth, he didn't come to judge the earth. He came to relate to us. He came to understand that, like you and I, sometimes this time of the year, some of you have become a little tired. He understood what it meant to be hungry. He understood what it meant to face limitations. And this creator of the universe, through his son Jesus Christ, can sympathize with our weaknesses, and he can understand just how difficult at times our earthly pilgrimage is. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." We use the word sympathy, well, when you're kind of feeling sorry for someone. And we use the word empathy when we want to talk about, we understand how someone is feeling. But in actual fact, if you look at the Greek word that's used there for the word sympathy, it simply means this, that it's someone who is affected by another with the same sufferings, impressions, emotions. One who suffers experiences the same as another, or to suffer with. This simple name, Jesus, was given to him because the Father wanted the Son to be able to relate to humanity, to experience the pain that they experienced, so that all of heaven would be able to understand what you and I go through when we're feeling tired, when we're feeling discouraged. For some of you, 2018 has been a good year, maybe a tough year. But what I want to point you to on this Christmas day is that the Lord Jesus Christ, he knows what you're going through. He knows what you're feeling. He understands what you're going through, and he's walking alongside of you. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Can you say amen? Let's give Jesus a hand of praise this morning. Not only is it a simple name, number two, it is a significant name. In the mind of a Jew, when the name of Jesus was used, it was attached to all of their understanding of their culture. Jesus was a name that was significant to national pride. It was a name that was celebrated in their culture because of an Old Testament character. Have you ever come across the name Joshua in the Old Testament? There's a book in the Old Testament called the Book of Joshua. Joshua is the Old Testament name for the New Testament name we say Jesus. When you see Joshua in the Old Testament, you will remember that it simply means Jesus. The Hebrew name Joshua means Yahweh is salvation. Or you could say, the Lord saves. So even though it is a simple name, it is in fact a significant name because you think about the story of Joshua, there was a man that preceded Joshua. His name, of course, was Moses. Moses led the people out of slavery. people who were around 400 years were in slavery. Moses was the one who introduced the law, the Ten Commandments, and so on. Moses was the one who brought the people to the promised land, yet he could not take the people into the promised land. It was Joshua who took the people into their promised land. The name of Jesus is there in Jewish culture to speak to the people that a certain person could only take them so far. The law can only take you so far. But it's the name of Jesus reflected through Joshua, a significant name that can take you into your promised land. What is the promised land? The promised land in the Word of God is a place called rest. Rest is part of the promise of the New Testament. Rest is God's blessing for you. Can I encourage you this Christmas, mums and dads, young people, enjoy the rest of God. Enjoy sleeping in. God will not be upset with you. The Bible, in fact, says He gives His beloved sleep. It's okay to sit back and rest. We live in a culture where the harder you work, the more you run around, the more you create disciplines in your life, which I have to say I'm all for. It's my number two character trait in Strength Finder, discipline. Amen. All the disciplined people said, I just need to apply it to my eating, that's all. It's okay to rest. Can I encourage you this Christmas to rest? Rest in the goodness of God. Rest in His blessing. Rest in His favor. Stop trying to do the work of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit work on your behalf and rest. It's a promise of rest. It's a promise of grace. It's a promise of destiny. God took them into their destiny through Joshua. Can you say amen? Amen. This is good preaching this morning. I'm enjoying myself. Not only is it a simple name, not only is it a significant name, but the name of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, and you shall call Him Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. The name of Jesus is a saving name. A great Christmas character that I kind of love leaning into at this time of the year is a character by the name of Simeon. Simeon was given a promise by God that he would not die until he saw the Messiah. Simeon was an elderly man. All the granddads, you're a champion today. Forget what the survey says. Alex Johnson's going to buy you a gift. Simeon was an elderly man, but he was given a promise by God that he would not die until he saw the Messiah. He would hang around at the temple. You can imagine every day children would come. Lord, is that the one? Is that the one? Is that the one? It's kind of a funny story, to be honest. But one day, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit inspires him to go to the temple. He goes to the temple and the Holy Spirit points out to him baby Jesus. He holds baby Jesus in his arms and he prophesies and he prays a prayer of God's blessing. The word consolation is used. The word consolation simply means comfort. That Jesus, part of the promise, come on, I'm preaching to someone today. Part of the promise of Jesus is that He would bring comfort. You need the comfort of Jesus this Christmas. It's okay to step back. It's okay to rest. It's okay to watch the Aussies beat India in cricket. It's okay to take it easy. Stop running yourself into the ground, because one of the promises of Jesus coming is that He would bring comfort. Amen. Oh, come on, say amen this morning. Well, he holds Jesus in his arms. This elderly man, Simeon, he prays this prayer. He talks about the promise being comfort. I love that comfort is mentioned through our Lord Jesus Christ. In a busy, crazy, work a million hours per week world, it's okay to have comfort in Jesus. But then he says something. I want you to have a look at this verse. It'll be on the screen. Luke chapter 2, verse 9. This is part of the elderly man Simeon, part of his prayer. He says this: "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace. He's seen Jesus and he's ready to go into eternity. As you have promised, I have seen your salvation." How good is that? "Which you have prepared," here we go, "for all people." Salvation is not just about someone who finds Jesus and they are their eternity is changed, which is, of course, a significant part of salvation. Salvation is God's blessing in the here and now and in your eternity. And it says that you have prepared, in verse 31, for all people. Can you say amen? Come on, say amen. I know you've eaten a lot last night and you're a little bit tired, but I'm going to bring it to a close. Jeremy, why don't you come on up? That'd be great. Let me say that verse again, Luke chapter 2, verse 29. "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant," watch what he says, "die in peace." Now, stay with me. He sees Jesus, the elderly man Simeon, and then he says, "I'm now ready to die in peace." He sees and he's ready to die in peace. Bizarre. Sees and he's ready to die in peace. Here's the point. This Christmas, make sure that you see Jesus before you die. Make sure that you see him this Christmas, because one thing I can guarantee you is that we will all cross over at some point into eternity. I can't guarantee you what car you may have in 10 years from now. Can't guarantee you what socks you'll be wearing. By the way, I'm wearing my Jordan socks today that Baz bought for me for Christmas. That's why I'm preaching so good. I got Michael Jordan socks on. I can't predict what 10 years will look like in terms of where you may be working. But there's one thing I can guarantee you, and that is we will all cross over at some point into eternity. Simeon speaks to us of a man who looked and he looked and he waited and he waited until he saw the Messiah, and his death was not in turmoil. His death was in peace. Amen. Have you seen Jesus this Christmas? Has it all been caught up in the fanfare of Christmas, which I love? It's fun, it's enjoyable. We as a family went around last night and looked at Christmas lights, and Ollie was looking at Christmas lights last night because he wouldn't go to sleep. And we're all looking at Christmas lights and enjoying ourselves, but let's make sure, like Simeon, that we see Jesus this Christmas. It's a simple name. It's a significant name, but it is a saving name. Maybe this morning you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 again. "And she will bring forth a son." She will have a son. "And you are to name him," come on church, "Jesus." Here's his purpose: "For he will save his people from their sins." You see, sin separates us from God. Sin creates a canyon between you and I and our God. But Jesus came, simple, significant, and saving, to build a bridge between you and I and eternity. This Christmas, have you seen Jesus? Have you looked into his face, into his glorious face? He just didn't come to the earth to relate to humanity. He came to the earth with purpose to save his people from their sins. This morning we are going to pray a prayer. It's a simple prayer. Our service will come to a close just in a few minutes. But now think about this. Just in a few minutes, maybe five, probably not a few, maybe six. But imagine in 6 minutes right now, your life could be changed forever. Imagine one decision could transform your eternity in 6 minutes. That's all it is. That's all we have, because I respect your time, especially on Christmas Day. Imagine in the next 6 minutes, you could receive a simple name because he wants to relate to you, a significant name and a saving name. In this moment, you make a decision from your heart to say, like Simeon that we read from the Word of God this morning, from the Bible, I looked into his face and now I'm ready to die in peace. I'm not saying to you that maybe this will be your last Christmas ever, because I just believe you're blessed and you're going to prosper, you're going to have a great future. But what I do want to talk to you about is your eternity. Is your eternity. Can you say, in this short moment of time, Jesus, I'm willing to look into your face? This is what we're going to do. We're going to pray a prayer. It's a simple prayer that invites Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to come into our hearts. To what? Forgive us of our sins, to give us a new start. Could it be that on this Christmas Day in 2018, in this short period of time we have left, that you could make a decision from your heart? Mums and dads, boys and girls, teenagers, young adults, I met some of you at the door. Some of you have come to church today because your child is a part of our youth ministry or young adult ministry. The greatest gift that you can ever give to your children is to be a follower of Jesus. You know why? Because it's about eternity. It's the greatest gift you can give to your children. So mums and dads, grandparents, boys and girls, teenagers, young adults, we're going to pray a prayer. It's a simple prayer that invites Jesus Christ to come into our lives. A simple name, a significant name, and a saving name. Are you ready to pray? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I confess that I have sinned. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I receive your forgiveness and your complete acceptance. I am now set free from my past. I believe that I am now a child of God. Awesome. Keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day and we hope to see you again soon.